The sale is the first of its kind in Alaska under what's called a Good Neighbor Authority Agreement that allows the state's Division of Forestry to handle sale preparation, administration, and oversight for logging on the Tongass National Forest. The land is near the southeast community of Edna Bay, west of northern Prince of Wales Island. State Forester Chris Mache explains.
The benefit for the state government is helping the Forest Service with capacity issues and actually getting timber sales prepared quicker and out for sale. And, of course, Southeast Alaska has been struggling with the lack of timber volume off federal lands. And so this is a way for us to help get that volume out, which, of course, helps the economy in Southeast and communities and people that depend on that for employment.
Mache says the Division of Forestry has been able to find the personnel to do the work.
Because of the state's budget problems, we've had some cutbacks in my division, fairly steep cutbacks, about 42% over three fiscal years in my forest management side of my division. And so I've actually been able to hire some employees back as temporary employees that have previously been laid off.
Staff in the division's Haines office have been working on the project, as well as newly hired employees on Prince of Wales Island. Mache expects the state to be working on other agreements with the Forest Service for similar sales elsewhere on the Tongass in the future. Forest Service spokesman Paul Robbins says while all of the timber harvest will take place on national forest land, access will be across state property.
The Kosciuszko sale will be using state lands and roads, as well as a log transfer facility on Division of Forestry land. So even though all of the lands are federal, in order to harvest the sale and put the sale out there, we needed to use Division of Forestry lands. So it just made sense to work alongside them on this sale.
The sale will mean a harvest of 29 million board feet of Sitka spruce and hemlock. Some of the money from the sale will reimburse the state for its costs. The work-sharing agreement allows Forest Service staff to focus on other projects. The 2014 Farm Bill authorized Forest Service use of such contracts in all 50 states. The federal agency completed an environmental assessment on this project in 2015. Since logging is planned on federal lands, it has to be done under standards and guidelines of the forest plan, not less stringent standards under state law. The Tongass is transitioning away from harvest of old growth to focus on younger trees that have grown back after logging in the mid to late 1900s. In this project, harvest is planned for young growth trees only, all around 60 to 75 years old. Old growth trees originally included in the project were dropped from the final plan. The state has applied for and received approval to allow export of all the trees cut. The company awarded the logging contract is Alcan Timber of Ketchikan. Brian Brown, a partner in that company, says Alcan is already logging on Kosciuszko and sees it as a good opportunity.
It kind of speaks for itself. It's a large amount of volume, you know, for the recent history of what we've seen in the Tongass. So, you know, that's good. And it is second growth, which, you know, allows us to do some things that we can't do in old growth, which mechanization and things like that. So all in all, we are looking forward to operating this timber sale.
Brown says there's no market for second growth timber in Alaska, but there's a good market at mills overseas designed to handle the younger trees. Regional environmental groups are glad the old growth logging was dropped from the plan, but don't like the export allowance because it means a processing work is done elsewhere and not in the state. Other concerns are about the impact on wildlife habitat, even in the previously logged areas. Larry Edwards is president of a regional organization and now called the Alaska Rainforest Defenders, formerly known as the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community. That group objected to the 2015 decision by the Forest Service to proceed with the project.
Western Kosciuszko has just been hammered and will continue to be. And the second growth that the Forest Service has remaining on the West Kosciuszko should really be allowed to go back to old growth just to help ameliorate all these excessive impacts on that island.
Another young growth project on Gravina Island near Ketchikan could be next up for the collaboration between the state and federal governments. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.